Last month, the High Court dismissed Mr. Singh's appeal and upheld the findings of guilt on his charges. Mr. Singh has stated that he accepts the High Court judgment fully and without reservation. The court findings establish many disturbing facts about Mr. Singh's conduct. First, in relation to Ms. Khan's untruth, Mr. Singh told her to take it to the grave, essentially instructing her to hide the untruth. Second, he later guided her to continue with the untruth. Third, he recommended to the WP Central Executive Committee, or CEC, that Ms. Khan be expelled from the WP if she did not resign, but crucially, failed to disclose to the CEC his own prior knowledge of Ms. Khan's untruth and his own involvement guiding her to continue with the untruth. Fourth, he lied to Singaporeans when he publicly rejected Ms. Khan's accounts of the matter and accused her of lying. Fifth, he lied twice to the COP about his own involvement in guiding Ms. Khan to maintain her untruth, once when he denied telling Ms. Khan to take the untruth to the grave, and again when he claimed he had wanted Ms. Khan to clarify the untruth. And sixth, Mr. Singh stuck to these untruths when giving evidence at trial. The court disbelieved and rejected his evidence. That means he lied to the courts too. In gist, this was not a single lapse. Mr. Singh not only lied, but lied repeatedly to the COP, to the public, and to the courts, doubling down each time. He was also not upfront with his own party.